up. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
You know, Carla Roberts, a.k.a. Move with Carla, is a powerhouse of energy, movement and good vibes. And that's just since she's come into the studio. Best known for her high-octane pound fitness sessions, she's part of the stellar lineup at Wellfest 2025. Always a good time. With Coppers the Workout, a hilariously fun feel-good sweat session inspired by the iconic Dublin nightclub, among many more. Carla joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Carla, thank you so much for coming in. For anyone who doesn't know, what is Pound Fit, first of all?
So Pound is a cardio jam session
yeah.
where we use lightly weighted exercise drumsticks to rock our workout.
Ooh.
So basically what they've done is combined cardio, strength and conditioning, Pilates, yoga, all to fun rock and roll.
Unreal.
So if you love to work out or you don't like to work out, it's the perfect combination for anyone.
Brilliant.
We adore the sound of your Coppers workout. Like that is just absolutely gas. Tell us a little bit about this.
I actually don't know how or why someone hasn't done this. You know? As a new mom of two,
yeah.
I don't have a lot of time to go out in the evening.
Yeah, of course.
I'm usually bopping around my living room to baby yeah. shark. So the whole idea is that you can have a quote unquote night out in Coppers and be home in bed by 10 o'clock. So what
I've done. And get the workout done.
100%. I don't know about you, but the next day you wake up after you've had a night out and your whole body is aching because you're dancing so hard.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You dance a lot in a night out.
And the idea is that you know you need to leave Coppers at 1 a.m, 2 a.m, but the next song that comes on, you're like, after this one, after this one, after this one. So what I've done in a Coppers, the workout class, is actually combined maybe like 50 songs into a 1 hour session.
Brilliant.
So before you're tired of the song and think that you might go to the bar and get a drink, the next song comes on.
Oh my goodness.
What's your favourite track that you do as part? I know you said there's so many in one session, but what's your favourite track that you work out to?
That's so much pressure. I'm going to say Whitney, because when she sings Dance With Somebody,
yeah.
everyone grabs a partner, whether you know them, whether you don't. And you just let loose and have some fun.
Yeah.
There's so much judgment and ego, I think, surrounded with like the gym and working out, that everyone in a Coppers class is told to leave that at the door and just
amazing. Let loose. It sounds so good.
And tell me this, you've spoken about there, you know, everyone who goes to the gym and stuff like that. Is it only for people who are gym fit and ready to go? Or does this kind of open the doors of Coppers the workout to like anyone, everyone of all kind of levels and ages and stages?
Absolutely. My favorite thing about all of the classes that I teach is that you can modify them to meet you where you're at. Someone really cleverly told me once, never compare your middle or never compare your beginning to someone else's middle.
Yeah.
So yeah.
everyone has to start somewhere.
True.
Everyone can do the Macarena, the YMCA. It just depends how hard you're going at.
I mean, I use it as an Olympic sport, to be honest with you, Carla.
It's so much fun. You also do a baby rave.
I do. It's basically like Coppers for toddlers.
Oh, brilliant!
Two concepts we never thought would meet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened by accident during COVID. Do you remember when we had that short space where we were allowed to exercise outdoors?
Yes.
And we took full advantage of that and the schools were closed. So I was having like 200 kids arrive
wow.
to do a kids dance class. But then when the schools opened, we kept the classes and all these wobblers started walking in and I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And then this dad used to come to my classes on a Saturday and called it a baby rave once. And I was like, this is
genius.
Brilliant.
Oh my God.
I was
God.
Like, trademarked, let's go.
I love it.
And listen, you're doing loads with the amazing Wellfest this year. What is going to... You've done it before, have you?
I have done it the past few years. Yeah, literally, it goes in my diary above all else. People know I can't go to weddings that weekend.
Yeah, do not. No, you're booked and busy.
No, nothing. And I don't know how Wellfest manifested, but every year they get the best weather.
Yeah,
best
the weather's weather, always yeah. brilliant for it.
Unbelievable. One of the girls that works there always jokes her mom puts the child of Prague out every year and it works.
And what have you got on then this year for it?
I have So much going on. I'm so excited. So you will literally see and hear me everywhere.
Brilliant.
I'm going to be on the main stage on Saturday and Sunday teaching Pound Fit.
Yeah.
I will be on main stage Sunday teaching Coppers the Workout. And I am partnering with a very cool lady called Yvonne Chakran, who is a manifestation queen.
Wow.
And we are going to be presenting at the Irish Life Tent.
Brilliant.
Where I will be raising the vibes and energy before she takes you through an awesome manifestation workout.
Unreal. It sounds absolutely amazing. Where can people find out more about you, Carla, if they want to go to one of your classes?
You can check me out on Instagram. I'm Move with Carla.
Carla Roberts, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Stunning prizes. Chaotic robots. And presenters.
98FM.
Yes, welcome to Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answer matches with the presenter of your choice, you could win some fabulous prizes.
Forget Brendan's bit. We'll need Brendan's buns with the burgers we'll be cooking on our brand new barbecue.
It's all go in the garden.
It sure is. And it's all go in the skies as you hop into a plane for your very own flight lesson.
It could be yours.
Oh, Matchy Matchy. Sorry, I love those two.
Forget Brendan's
bit. I just think they're gas.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hilarious stuff. Well, good morning to Keith in Baldoyle, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Keith, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How's it going?
Keith, when you play along to Matchy Matchy, how do you do?
I've got a good few trays now. Normally we're Rebecca, but Brendan's normally only twos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting now. Jeez, I'd say you didn't hear me yesterday. I wasn't the best. Or was it the day before that?
It was the day before that.
The day before that. Keith, what are your plans for the week and weekend?
Absolutely nothing apart. I'm going to Limerick now soon, driving, so.
Ah, very good.
Any holidays planned, Keith, or have you already been on them?
I'm only back. I came back from Lanzarote there 2 weeks ago.
Ah, very nice. Very listen, we want to keep your summer afoot with a barbecue and a flight lesson. So we are going to play Matchy Matchy. But who do you want to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'll have to go with Rebecca.
Yay!
I'm going to the booth. Oh, hopefully I can redeem myself.
She's off to the booth to listen to some bops, throw on some sequins, and have a blooming good time. Right, Keith. Are you ready?
Ah, yeah.
Give it a go. Good man. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is screw.
Driver.
Good. I'd have gone there myself. Your next word is shopping.
Bag.
And your third word is red.
Red.
R-E-D, red.
Red blood.
Okay, so let's recap. Screw driver. For shopping, you said shopping bag. And for red, you've said red blood. Are you happy with those answers? Do you want to lock them in?
Don't know, I might go with trolley instead of bag.
Okay, so you're going with... Do you want to change it to trolley?
No. I'll stick where I am, actually.
Sticking with bag. Okay, do you want to lock in those answers?
Yeah, lock them in. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get her back in. Come on in, missus. She's coming in bouncing. That blow dry is bouncing all the way into the room.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous in there. Lots of flowers blooming.
Right, Rebecca.
Ooh.
Your first word. Screw.
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 Screw. I'm going to say screwdriver.
Screwdriver. Right. Your second word is shopping.
Shopping trolley.
And your third word is red.
Oh, stop. There's so many options.
R-E-D, red.
Oh, this is really throwing me. Red. What is wrong with me?
I was like that yesterday, don't worry.
I'm going to say something that's not very me. Red. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? This is going to take me a few minutes now. I'm so sorry, everybody. Red.
Red. Think of the colour red.
What's red? Yeah, I know you can't help me. I'm going to say red devils.
Red devils.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Oh, God. That Rebecca. Was a random one. I'm just trying to hope that maybe that Keith supports Manchester United. I don't know.
Have you matched three with Keith in Baldoyle? No!
Oh, Keith, I'm Keith. So sorry.
I do support Man United as well, though.
Yeah. Keith, I can feel that's the mystic Reb in me now. I can feel that through the phone. What did Keith say after Red?
So it's been a bit of a weird one, right? Because you both said screwdriver, right? You said shopping trolley, and Keith said shopping bag, but wanted to change back to trolley. And I almost wanted to encourage him because I knew you'd say trolley. And then for Red, Keith said red blood, and you said red Fair. Devils.
So yeah, Keith, I was Listen.
Thank you so much for playing, Keith. We're
so
sorry.
Tough.
You can try again another time.
Have a great day, Keith.
Have a great one, Keith.
Great. Talk to you later.
Bye. Oh, my God. I am playing one more
Red
time
tomorrow. Red Devils. Who is she?
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.